The United Kingdom said a Security Council meeting on Tuesday would focus on Bucha amid growing outcry over alleged atrocities there.
It'll be the first opportunity the Security Council has had to discuss the images that we've seen in Bucha, which you've heard widely over the weekend described both as war crimes and as genocide. So we really are facing the true reality of the appalling Russian invasion of Ukraine.
But that wasn't soon enough for the Russian ambassador, who called his own press conference and accused Ukraine of staging images of dead civilians. He pointed to social media video of Bucha's mayor smiling at the announcement of Russia's troop withdrawal, said to be shot on March 31st, a day after Russians pulled out. In it, there is no mention of dead civilians.
From the very beginning, it has been clear that this is nothing else but yet another staged provocation aimed at discrediting and dehumanizing of the Russian military and leveling political pressure on Russia.
His claims, however, were seemingly undermined by a New York Times analysis of satellite images said to show the bodies present before Russian troops withdrew. Ukraine has again called for an independent investigation.
This is why myself and my fellow parliamentarians, we did everything possible and impossible to get international journalists to Bucha at the first days of liberation. So it would be not us saying what happened there, but it will be representatives of all the media all over the world, respectable journalists, war journalists who seen things and who would say what they have seen in Bucha.
Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador called Russia's presence on the Human Rights Council a farce and said she would introduce a resolution to the General Assembly to suspend them.
UN officials have called the images from Bucha shocking and horrifying. Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, have each called for independent investigations. Guterres will address the Security Council on Tuesday, as will Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.